Welcome to the 10 Question Pop Quiz, Nedarim Dov Tazayin. Number 1. Which daf do we have Machlokes in a case where someone says, my eyes are konim for sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have when a neder does not work when one is matpis the neder to a davra asr, such as basr chazir, the flesh of a pig? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have that one cannot swear to violate a shavua, such as swearing not to sit in a sukkah? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss a case where a man said to his wife, that which you benefit from me is forbidden until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until sukkah? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss whether one who says to his wife, you are forbidden to me like my mother, requires a Pesach to his neder? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Shvua Shel Ochel can be interpreted in two ways depending on context? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn Rami Bar Chamashama regarding making something usser, which is next to the meat of a shlamim after Zrika? That's on daf Yadav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss making an oath on the Torah while holding it? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that Rabina says that if someone said konum on my sleep, midrabbanan, the nether is effective even though sleep isn't tangible? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that one can make a nether to forbid a sukkah to himself since a nether is on the object? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman-Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.